Come on, people. What's going on? I'm going to let people flood in here for a second. And let this song finish playing. Before I jump into what we're going to be doing. YouTube deleted the account. Yep. I don't have a YouTube account. Don't have a YouTube account. But that's perfect. That's perfect. That gives us something to aspire to go do. So, let me stop this here. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to this little mini-cast that we're doing. There's no title to it other than a quick status update about our current situation. We have been unilaterally getting fucked with. Excuse my language. And you've seen this. Now, a few things I'm going to talk about. What our alternatives are, what we're doing to try to combat this, and how you kind of got to downplay it, man. You know, I said that this is going to come. First and foremost, I said that this is going to happen a few months ago. Whenever they started messing with the website, whenever I literally saw them, like, take down the website and say that there was technical reasons, I knew that the YouTube was coming next. Whenever they hacked the Instagram page, I knew that the website was coming next. When they hacked the Facebook page, I knew that the Instagram page was next. My point is this. I knew that this was going to happen. I knew that they were going to take it down. I knew that they were going to do types of things like this. My problem now, even though I knew these things, I didn't prepare. I didn't go out and actually make the backup YouTube and upload the videos on that other channel. So that's what I got to do now. And that's what I will be doing for the majority of the day. Now, the people that I have scheduled to talk to today, I will contact you. We'll continue all of our outstanding agreements and everything else. But I wanted to let you guys know, this is literally why I tell you, you need to go download the previous episodes. You need to become a Patreon exclusive member. When I tell you we diversify the information because you deserve it, you're right. I'm right. You deserve that kind of information. You deserve to have it. There's nothing that I'm doing that you guys shouldn't have access to. You see what I'm saying? When I tell you we have audio and video, that's because I know at a certain level they will delete it. They will take it down. It doesn't matter. That's why I try to give it to you guys in so many different platforms, from MixCloud to SoundCloud to TuneIn to iTunes to Blog Talk Radio to Google Play Music to Facebook. All of these different platforms are just that, to notify me whenever I'm getting attacked. Right now, as I said before at the start of this, we have to look at alternatives. What's an alternative to YouTube? Vimeo. I'm not too keen on it. Don't know if we'll be there for a while, but we have to start looking at alternatives. As far as social media, you know, they won't let me sit up over here on Instagram for much longer and do all this. Let's be real. If we keep working on Instagram in the capacity that we're working on Instagram, they will take me down. Just earlier this week, Ron Johnson of Stranger Than Fiction News, we actually had him on the show. We were going to be doing more work together, but we ended up being busy in both of our lives. He had his YouTube taken down from 150,000 subscribers. Richie from Boston as well. Just last year, the end of last year, our partner page, the Underground Resistance Network, had their Facebook page taken down at 120,000. I'm coming up on 150,000. I don't think they're going to let me go that much farther. I got to be honest with you guys. But that's not going to stop me. None of it ever has. My point is to tell you guys that these things are going to happen. If not to me, to you. I'm being used as a guinea pig. I'm being used as a test subject. That's how this all works. We sit up over here and act like everything's cool. You guys don't understand the amount of work that it goes into to get this kind of exposure. You guys think that we're doing this for the likes or we're doing this for the views. It's not for the views. I only have like 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. Nothing major. Nothing major. But they will delete it anyway, simply because it does not fit the narrative. Now, what you guys saw in the Instagram story prior to this broadcast was that they took down the Las Vegas shooting episode where we had on End Time Signs. And we talked about this. If you've been paying attention to what I've been saying that these three little shit stains, these kids that are all over the place, they're getting the same treatment that Jesus Campos got during the Las Vegas shooting. Before I continue on, because obviously I can continue chatting on about this stuff, I think I really need to make it imperative that you guys need to know, you need to go download my previous seasons. I messed up. I didn't get, I was not able to save a decent amount of the Crisis Corners or the Occult Worlds. And if you've been following us for that long, that kind of hurts. We do have the Building the Matrix documentary, which is awesome. We have all those different parts. But the Autonomous Society, that's gone as well. All the series and things that we did on YouTube, they're kind of gone now. That's a little devastating, I'm not going to lie. That's like 4 years worth of work put in, if not more. Back whenever like the Ferguson riots happened, it's gone. You guys no longer, and it's crazy, I gotta be honest with you. It's crazy because you can see my transition from, you know, hiding behind the camera to being in front of the camera, and they took that away from you guys. Yeah, I'm mad because you guys don't get access to the chronological order of things that I've done to see how we've gotten to this place. My credibility, they just deleted that shit. That's not cool. That's not cool. So whenever I'm telling you guys, become a Patreon exclusive member, I'm not saying that just to have a little tagline. I'm telling you, this is how we fight censorship. This is how we get the information out. This is how we archive this type of stuff. When I'm telling you to check out the website, factionsoffreedom.jimdo.com, I think you're starting to understand the importance of the website now. Or at least I would hope you do. I know a lot of people don't want to really look at what's going on. That's why I'm here, is to look at what's going on and to try to fight it. Why do we have a second show? Why are we preparing a third show? Why are we preparing to get in front of more of the camera and start doing more video content? Because we already have social media. We already have the audio podcast. We need to branch into video. And they are stuck. They're trying at every single turn to not let people get the word out, to get the message out, to have a dissenting opinion. That's scary. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's scary. For me, I've been dealing with censorship, I thought, since Jade Helm 15, whenever I was being sent all kinds of different military videos from around the country. Apparently, that's not the case. All right, so to jump back into what's happening now, right? The Parkland shooting, the Las Vegas shooting, and how they're kind of, you know, similar. What they're basically doing, and you've seen this basically all week, they're deploying propaganda trolls, they're cutting people off of off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of YouTube. Anybody that's questioning the mainstream narrative is getting screwed. I don't know why. You know, clearly, bullshit. I know why. They're trying to push an agenda. They're trying to control the narrative. They're trying to talk to you about what they want you to talk about. They're not really trying to educate you or inform you. They're trying to condition you and manufacture your opinion. Shows like mine, shows like Ron Johnson, shows like Richie from Boston, shows like this alternative media thing that we're doing here, that's a threat. Because we don't give a shit about what the mainstream media says. We know that they have crisis actors, that they pull psyops, that they do false flags. They don't want people to be able to point these types of things out. Probably within the last 72 hours, I've had multiple people from multiple countries talk to me about how they've been seeing NBC, CNN, lie, real time, and they've unsubscribed to them. They send me these messages telling me these types of things. It's because we're literally here to like point this stuff out. As you've heard me talk about time and time again, even in Instagram Live and in the minicast and on the show, it's not about me. It's about what we're here to say. It's what we're here to do. We're supposed to act in a state of, and you see this meme going around right now, of non-attachment, of external anarchy, of inner peace, of just political dissidence being able to say, I don't agree with this shit. You know, being a conscientious objector. They don't want that. We see a lot of people hopping on the bandwagon saying, oh, well, you know, isn't it cool to talk about gun control and censorship? I didn't realize that that's what we needed because this was America, land of the free, right? Right. All right. So let me reorient real quick, because this is not an episode or a mini cast about the shooting or any of that type of stuff. We will be doing something Sunday on our second show, Fellowship and Freedom. With that, but I wanted to use this minicast to point out the fact that, surprise, surprise, good morning, they deleted our YouTube channel. A backup is being built underway, and we are also looking at alternatives because we still need to put out content. One of the alternatives that you guys have heard me say in relation to all this, if they decide to cut me off, eventually I will just upload these things to a open source platform like Google Drive, Dropbox, or Microsoft OneDrive, and you guys will get the daily link or the weekly link and have access to the videos. So that's down the line. What we're trying to do right now, like I said, is just figure out where we're supposed to put all this most recent content. Thankfully, because we're only a few episodes into season 6, there's not a lot of content, you know? I think we're about 6 or so episodes into season 6, and, you know, that maybe 2 or 3 different minicasts, so that'll be a lot easier to upload. But, you know, this is, again, why I'm telling you guys. You can go to the website, you can go back and buy, and you can buy seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. And you can actually get season 1 for free, where you can actually hear me herp-a-derp a lot and try to do what I'm doing these days on the website. And if you become a Patreon exclusive member, you get instant access to that on the website or via the podcast link. There's a lot of different stuff that we're trying to do, and you guys really got to understand, I'm a target. I'm a test dummy. I'm a guinea pig. Everything you guys see me doing right now in relation to this lifetime effort to try to talk about a number of issues, they're not going to let me do this that much longer. Why do you think I'm always coming up with different updates, always coming up with different things to do? Because we're not fighting against people anymore. I put up just yesterday on the page. Where is it? Right there. State Department gets $40 million to fund new propaganda troll farm. Now, I talked to Patrick Vincent of the Burning Media Network. He informed me that it was also Brazil as well that had a misinformation army, an army to help control and combat dissenting opinions. Theresa May, she also wants to have an army of trolls online that she can go out and deploy to manufacture people's consent. If this doesn't sound like 1984, I don't know what to tell you. China's been doing it. We're seeing censorship ratchet up every single week. If we don't think it's going to get to the point where we can't talk, you're not paying attention. Why do we have a show like ours where we try to pull different types of people on to talk about these types of things? Because it's not about us. It's not about the individual person. It's not about the team. It's about the message that we're all carrying. You've seen me talk about how we need to have a convention, a gathering. And I can't see anything. Somebody called and I can't see a damn thing. Perfect. Yeah, man, you know. That's all I can really say. I can't see the camera right now, and that's perfectly fine. It's probably for the better. You've seen them ratchet up the censorship every single week. They're not going to stop. This is why we have a show like this. This is why we put out the content the way that we do. This is why we try to reach out to as many different types of people as possible. This is why you've heard me say we need to have a convention where we come together and talk about these types of things. We are operating on their platforms, and this is why we are trying to play by their rules. This is why we need to start doing different things. You've seen me post that we're also on Vero and this app called Holoness. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. We might also be migrating some of the YouTube videos onto Vimeo as well. There's a number of things that we have to do to still try to get the content out to you guys. So when I tell you that we are diversifying the information for you, I'm not lying to you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not lying to you. I'm trying to inform you of the types of things that we're up against, that I'm up against, and that you will be up against later on. If not worse, we really got to understand like the different levels at which these people are trying to operate. That's the only thing I can really say here. You know, they systematically have been trying to figure out ways to deal with us. If it's not cutting us off monetarily, it's cutting us off from how many people we're able to reach, cutting us off from being able to transmission, cutting off live broadcasts, deleting content. Like, guys, this is it. When they tell you that the revolution will not be televised, this is it. Because they don't want that going up there. That's why you got all these people saying, no, we're the resistance. You know, resist. Resist this, resist that. You dumb motherfuckers don't know what you're resisting. You don't know how you're playing into it. You don't know how you're part of the fucking problem. And that's it, man. we don't get that. So rather than pointing out what people don't get, we need to figure out what we do get and how to unify and optimize our efforts. Stop texting me. Who is this texting me? Okay. Same person trying to call me. Busy morning, nonetheless. I definitely did not expect to wake up this morning and find out that the YouTube was deleted. But this is the fight for free speech. This is censorship. This is the stuff that we have to go through every single week. Whenever I hop on the show and I tell you guys, I'm honestly surprised that I'm still able to broadcast. It's not a joke. That's why I share these things to you guys, bold face, saying, look at this. I got nothing to hide. They're trying to destroy me. Look at this. They terminated this video. They said no here. They don't want me doing this. I can't do that. I violated some community guidelines. This post was removed. How many times has that happened in just this week alone? It's going to happen even more in the future. That's why, again, I keep telling you guys, with the podcast, the second show, and the other show that we are working on over here, it's not about the views, it's not about the likes, it's about the message, it's about the transmission, about getting the information out. If I'm sitting over here playing around on their platforms, they can delete me. I signed that agreement. But if I make my own platform, there's no one telling me to do anything besides myself, you see. And this is why your support is needed, guys. There's no other way to say it. There's a lot of problems within this truth community, ego being one of them, money as well, but we really need to figure out what we're doing here. When I tell you, we are trying to do the best that we can, operating basically off of like a free trial version of of Factions of Freedom, of Freedom Faction, it's time to step the game up. You guys probably saw some of the camera work that we were doing, you know, messing with the angles in the office here, because we're going to start doing more. And on top of that, we're going to start taking the truth out to people as well. We're going to start doing more, period. Your support is needed. I know you don't think about that. Oh, podcast, I'm going to make a video. Okay, I will look at that momentarily. I need you guys' support. I don't like getting up here and trying to beg for anything. I'm not. You guys have seen what we've done with your support already. Go the extra mile. Help us get to where we're trying to go. Help us fight this battle. Help us help other people. There is nothing else to do. There really is nothing else to do. We can sit up over here and talk about bullshit, but we know it's bullshit. We need to start talking about solutions. We need to stop paying into a system that's trying to further indenture us, further enslave us, and we need to start coming up with our own systems, our own networks, our own power. We keep trying to act like we're helpless and powerless, and that's how these people keep winning. We don't understand that we're in a position of winning. Just because they're doing things like this, taking down the YouTube channel, deleting contents, they don't really understand how much this exposes them. This is confirmation. This is what happens when you're in the fight. This is why I tell you, you need to get some skin in the game. You're not invested enough. You don't care enough. Go start your own page. Go start your own YouTube channel. Go start your own platform. Go start it. They can stop me, but they can't stop us. And that's the problem. We keep thinking we're losing when we're winning. This is a fight. We're bound to get bloodied. We're bound to get beat up. That's how this works. That's how you get experience. That's how you know what you're doing. But if we don't care, if we just keep taking these blows and keep getting hit in the face, we're going to act like victims. Be a victor. Don't be a slave. This is the fight for free speech. This is why we have to do these things. Yes, they took the page down. Or yes, they took the YouTube down. Oh, you know, what's next? Probably the next YouTube or my other Facebook. I don't know. Am I going to sit here and cry about it? Or am I going to grab my big boy pants, do what we have to do, and continue to move this operation forward? Before coming on the show, I talked about how, you know, doing all of this feels like I'm running a ship. You know, something goes wrong over here. I got to dart over there, fix it, stay the course. Something explodes over there, run over here, figure out what's going on, fix that, stay the course, come back. And we're going straight for a bit. We're going straight. We're succeeding. We're moving forward. Boom, something happens. Got to go fix this again. And that's how it is. You got to learn that with every single attack that comes our way, that just makes our hide that much thicker.
When you, if you would have told me 4 years ago, 3 years ago, at the start of whenever we started covering Jade Helm 15, and even the Ferguson riots, that I would be literally doing this, having to fight censorship every single week, I would laugh at you and I would tell you that I didn't want to do that. But it's not about what I want to do. It's about what we have to do. This is what I signed up for. This is what you signed up for listening right now. You don't get the obligation, you don't get the choice to say, oh, I didn't know these things are happening. I can't do anything. I'm powerless. Bullshit. You have the power. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in us. I believe in what we can do the minute we pull our heads out of our asses and decide how to go about this fight. None of us are masters at anything, but all of us can be masters at everything. If we come together, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. That's all I'm literally here to say. And the fact that we have a message like this and we have a track record to prove it, that's not good. They're trying to sow dissent. They're trying to sow cognitive dissonance, division, destruction, negativity, and all kinds of other things into the country and into people's minds these days. With wicked people, you cannot approach them with things that are light, with things that are lovely, with things like compassion, understanding, because it's so far outside of their realm of understanding that they will literally react in a negative fashion. By default, go back to what is familiar to them, which is negative stuff. That's where we're at. Because we are making moves, because we are succeeding, because we are pulling people up and saying, we can do this. They don't like that. Now, to bring it to a point, what's happening now? Like I said before, with the actual videos that got taken down. So, 2 weeks ago, we had the manufacturing ignorance, the Parkland shooting, and the police state video, right? That probably got about 100 views, and then they took it down. That was my first strike 2 weeks ago. And I said, okay, well, you know, hopefully this stuff will blow over. We'll figure it out within a week's time. We didn't. Next week comes by. We have sacrificial shootings, society's disposition, and the elite's plan. That video got about 250 views. They took it down. That was my second strike. And so here we are, you know, the following week. I haven't put out anything. I haven't done anything on YouTube. You know, we're just kind of, we're still operating on Instagram. But people are still talking about the shooting, right? So, and I get a message, 4:19 in the morning, ha ha ha, 4:20, 4:19 a.m. in the morning. I wasn't awake. I'm learning all this as I wake up, you know, checking my emails, checking all everything. And they say, hey, you know, your video has been removed. And then it says, your YouTube account has been terminated. That's the one that you guys saw in the Instagram story. And then the following email, literally like a minute after, so at 4:20 a.m., my Google account gets disabled. But the video that they took down was from, I think, back in like November, whenever we had David of End Time Signs on to talk about the Las Vegas shooting. So that tells me, again, that we're not dealing with people. We're literally dealing with AI chatbots. We're dealing with things like machine learning. We're dealing with them deploying algorithms and code to try to deal with us. I used to say that we were past the days of actually having people control these types of things. But then you look at how the State Department got $40 million to fund this new propaganda troll farm. We are in we're in a pickle between having AI chatbots that go through and say provocative shit on the page to incite other people, to actual paid agents on the page going out talking smack to people that want to see us destroyed from the inside out. We have all of the things against us not to succeed. This is like a recipe for disaster. This is why I'm telling you, Instagram is merely only one dimension of what we're doing here. And that's why they want to tear it down. The Instagram acts as like a face, acts as like a website for everything else. It's a hub. They don't want that. They do not want organization. They do not want collaboration. They don't want anything to where we actually do something good, man. Like, I can't say that enough. They don't want people questioning the official narrative. And they will go back through sweep and comb through all of your content to figure out if you've been towing the company line, if you've been towing the mainstream media narrative. I have a history of not doing that, so I kind of saw it coming. But still, you know, it doesn't make it any better whenever it actually happens, so But yeah, you know, that's all I can really talk to you guys about right now. Obviously, we have all kinds of different things coming down the barrel. You know, we're blowing up. We're expanding. We're growing. We're doing what we're supposed to do. And it's because of people like you guys that do pay attention to whenever we have these mini casts, when you listen on the audio podcast feed, when you watch, when you see what we're doing. It's because of your support that we are able to do much more. And that's why I'm asking you guys, please, go the extra mile, become a Patreon exclusive member, or go buy the previous seasons, or buy a t-shirt. You see me talk about it. We're raising funds to get video equipment so we can do that, so we can go out there to the people, so we can stop sitting up over here in the office and do more content. Go out there in the real world, start taking the truth to them. We have everything that we need. We just need people to have faith in us. That's it. You know, I've grown up doing this show. That's the only way to say it. I have grown up tremendously doing this show. And you guys, the viewers, the listeners, you've definitely seen it. And that doesn't mean that it's easy. I like it. It's nerve-wracking. It's awesome. It's empowering. It's the fight for humanity, you know. But that doesn't mean that I can't be human and have, like, you know, sometimes weakness in my heart. You know, moments of weakness, fleeting moments of weakness. But it is crazy. That's all I can really say. So I'm starting to rant. I think I've got across everything that I'm going through. Yep, the YouTube got deleted. We have a backup underway. You can buy the previous seasons for $15 each, or you can get the Smorgasbord edition, where it's all of them for $40. We're facing censorship. What else is new? We are thinking about migrating some of our YouTube content onto Vimeo, but we are also going to have a YouTube as well, so we can have a public feed. And also, this is something that I kind of wanted to mention to you guys as well. Like I said, we are doing more video stuff. So what I'm going to be doing a lot of is using the exclusive members kind of as like a beta tester for what we have coming down the barrel. Like I've been saying with this entire little mini cast, we're doing audio, doing video, we're taking the next step up, we're going out there and we're gonna take the information to people. I don't know what that looks like yet, but the Patreon exclusive members, they will. You guys are gonna see what we're gonna be doing before it's deployed onto the masses. So I would definitely appreciate it if you guys that are listening right now became Patreon exclusive members and gave us some feedback and got involved in this. That's what I'm saying. You need to get some skin in the game. You can already see that I'm invested in this. I'm going to keep doing what I have to do. I'm going to keep getting out the information and the content, trying to have more people on. It's what's going to happen. I need your guys' support to take that next step. If you want me to take it to the next level, you got to help me get there. This is as far, I don't want to say this is as far as I go, because, you know, that's very limiting. I can go much farther and longer. But your guys' support is vastly needed. That's why we're doing this. It's because of your support that we're even still here. So yeah, that's all I really have to say. Make sure you're checking out the website, factsofreedom.dimdo.com. I have to go back through and do some revisions because they deleted the episodes. Again, make sure you're listening and downloading the most recent season on the audio podcast feed. This is why we diversify the information. They can destroy the YouTube, but they can't destroy all of the other audio and video platforms that we're on. You see. This is, if anything, well, we'll start streaming some more of our episodes to Facebook, so we have another video source as well. But even then, you know, they're getting censored. And this is, again, while we're talking about alternatives, such as Vimeo, Vero, Halonis, Steemit, and you name it. Like, we're really looking into this. I wish other people had their social media platforms already built for us, for this wave, but we do what we can. We do what we can, when we can, for however long we can. And I don't know how long I'll be here, but I'll stay here until they kick me off. But that's all I really have for you guys. If you have any questions... Oh, look at that. The camera's back. I got the message saying, you know, no storage. You're running out of storage, bro. And it brought the camera back. Yeah, I couldn't see myself that whole time. Video is something else, man. But yeah, that's all I really have for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.